Monday morning. It's time now for The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and your hosts are W.K. and Ken Boyce. And good morning.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning to everyone.
It's good to see
have you here. You ready for Christmas, Dan?
Practically finished. I'm essentially ready for Christmas.
Essentially ready.
1 week from today is Christmas Eve, you'll remember.
That's exactly right. And I think everyone's anticipating that. At breakfast this morning, we was talking about Christmas, and the waitress and personnel were all saying Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And it's going to be a good Christmas. And it's going to be good not because of what we get.
What we give?
What we give.
Okay.
It's what we give.
I like that.
Yeah, that's what we'll be talking about this morning as well. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Been a busy morning.
It has been a busy morning.
We got to have breakfast with my brother this morning as well, which is it's a rare treat. My brother and I, both after we left high school, I left a couple years ahead of him. I went into the Navy and ended up on the West Coast. He went into the Navy and ended up on the East Coast. So we literally went opposite directions after Springfield. But it's been neat that, I guess about 8 years ago, 12 years ago for him, both came back to Springfield and are now living within about 5 miles of each other, but still don't get to see him much. He's down in Christian County. And it was great to have breakfast with him. Kevin is a great storyteller. Yeah, you have the family members, and some of these family members can tell stories well.
I know where you got that.
Oh, I think Kevin missed his calling. He could have been a stand-up comedian at any club. He just leaves you rolling, and he does it so naturally and nonchalantly. He tells these great stories, so we were having a ball at breakfast this morning.
Absolutely, and in fact, next week, we're going to have several members of our family on, our kids and grandkids.
Well, that'll be fun, Christmas Eve. Yeah.
Christmas Eve, yeah. And grandkids are looking forward to it. Our children are a little reticent about coming on the radio. But grandkids are all for it. So it'll be an exciting time.
My daughter just absolutely is chomping at the bit to come in and see the studio and say hi on the radio. So we promised Kiana that she could come in. Looking forward to introducing her to all of you as well next week.
Yeah. You know, have you really been thinking about what you want to give this Christmas? Not what you want to get, but what do you really want to give? It's important, I think, to know that people are really happier when they're giving rather than getting. And every year, if we made a list, a Christmas list, not the list of everything we want to get, and we teach our children, you know, give us a wish list, and we've talked about that. But what is it that you want to give this Christmas? Husbands, have you thought about that for your wife? Guys, have we thought about it really?
No, it's still too far away. We're not within 12 hours of Christmas Day.
Oh, the panic hasn't set in yet.
Not yet.
Oh, my. Yeah, if you'd like to call us this morning and chat with us, our number is 862-9977 or 800-375-0056 or star 56 on the cell phone. Talk to us about Christmas, about what you want to give this Christmas. And that's an important topic. And I'm serious, guys. Don't wait until 12 hours before you're to give the gift. You know, what our wives look at not only is what we give, but the thought behind it means as much as any of those things. So we need to be considerate, be considering what we really want to give. You know, we can give anything from a ring to a bracelet to a sweater to a car.
And gentlemen, if you're really wanting to know what she wants for Christmas, how about a nice, shiny convertible?
Oh, that sounds good.
And my wife's the one wanting me to sell my convertible, because we've now grown to a family of six. And I do have a great convertible. Guys, if you really want one, this is a limited edition Sebring convertible. I do have it for sale. If you'd like, you can give me a call at 882-6767 or 861-6128. It is beautiful. It's limited edition, two-tone leather interior, chrome wheels, all the goodies.
Oh, that's a great car.
It's only got 48,000 miles on it, so if you'd like to surprise her, that would be a great surprise as well. And you can give me a call. $6,900.
That's a great price.
Not too bad. So,
yeah. What do you really want to give her this Christmas? Mm-hmm. How do you really want to surprise her? How do you really want to the Christmas morning to open up for you? And it's important to think, to be thoughtful about what we give. All of us receive a lot of stuff. a lot of stuff. In fact, most of us have so much stuff, we don't have enough room for our stuff. And we don't need a lot more stuff to put with our other stuff that we got stuffed in the closet. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. When we moved into our first house, we had 2 lawn chairs and a 12-inch TV. When we moved out of that house into our new one, it took a U-Haul. I think it would take 2 or 3 now to move us out of our current house.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got stuff, and more stuff stashed everywhere.
Yeah. You know, there's a rule of thumb that says that every 7 years, you accumulate a whole household full of furniture. Every 7 years. And some people never get rid of what they have before they start on the second set. So what about all this stuff? What about all this stuff? And are we really satisfied with the stuff? You know, that's really a good question.
The ghost of Christmas past.
Oh, my. Now, how many ties can we wear? How many pairs of socks can we use?
What was that laugh? I like that giggle back over there.
I thought that was funny, the way you expressed that. Only wear one at a time, huh?
Yeah. To know what people need. To know what people need is really an effort to study them, to study what our wife or our husband or our kids really need. Our grandparents. Now, there's a boy by the name of Nick Farrell, 15-year-old boy, who had a brainstorm after watching the movie Pay It Forward. Now, if you've seen that movie, then you know what I'm talking about. Rather than buying his grandmother a thing that might collect dust, that might wear out, or that wouldn't really last, he wanted to give her something that's really more enduring, like the feeling of giving. And he said, I got to thinking about that, and I thought that was pretty cool. So Nick decided to give his grandmother, Cynthia Smith, a pay-it-forward gift, a $100 bill, with suggestions on what to do with it. On Christmas morning, his grandmother unwrapped a series of boxes with the cash tucked inside the last box. I always like those kind. And this is money that Nick had made mowing lawns. There's also a written note entitled, The Gift of Giving. This is a cool guy. He's a cool teenager. Nick's note read, please pick your moment and give someone a small, spontaneous gift of kindness. How you feel about what you've done is your gift from me. Well, that brought Granny Smith to tears. And she said, I have to say it was the most wonderful gift I've ever received for Christmas or any time. She lived on Delray Beach, Florida. And she said, the gift kept giving back to me that wonderful spirit of Christmas throughout the year. So over the next 5 months, Mrs. Smith and her husband, Ed, gave a lot of thought as to how to pay their Christmas gift forward and ended up giving away the $100 in 3 separate occasions. The first gift was $35 worth of notebooks and crayons and paper and hard candy that they sent to Marine Station in Baghdad, who needed help in assembling school supplies for some Iraqi children. The second gift was a 50-pound bag of rice sent to a poor village in Africa. The final random act of kindness went to an elderly gentleman who always bagged Mrs. Smith's groceries, and she tipped him $30. And he was so grateful. He told me he wanted to buy some flowers for his wife, Mrs. Smith said. Now that's the gift that just keeps on giving. So these random acts of kindness, this gift that keeps on giving, to me that's a lot more valuable gift than something that we get, just some more stuff that we receive that we may use or we may not use or may use it a few times and put it aside and then it's forgotten. How can we really instill in our children and in our grandchildren and ourselves and our spouses this spirit of Christmas, the spirit of Christmas giving? To me, that's more important than stuff, just stuff that we receive. How can we do that?
I think one of the first things, and this is the hardest thing to do this year, is just to slow down and actually sit and think. Most of what we do this year is panic throughout the entire holiday season. Panic with decoration, panic with Christmas parties, panic with fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
There is no time to slow down and enjoy the holiday season. Enjoy just being together or being in the moment. you blink an eye, and it's over.
Yeah. And all the while getting more and more stressed. From all the schedules, all the parties, all the gifts that we have to think about buying.
When the most anticipated thing about the Christmas holiday season is looking forward to when it's over, we probably need to slow down.
We're probably missing the whole atmosphere of what Christmas is about. Christmas is about gifts, but it's about gifts that are meaningful. They're gifts that have meaning. It's gifts geared toward what people need, and not just what people want. I know in our country that most of us are geared more toward saying we need certain items, when in essence all we really want is want them. All we really do is we want them. And all of these wants through the years have become needs because we're told by advertisers that we need all these things. And there'll be children on Christmas morning who'll be disappointed because they didn't get that MP3 player or that iPod or that latest form of technology that they know they just needed because all their friends got one. And a lot of parents have felt very pressured and stressed to provide these things that their children say that they need to keep up with what their friends say that they need. And as adults, we're not any better. I mean, we look around us and see what our friends say that they need or that they have, and we think that we need those things.
Well, the only difference between men and boys is the price of the toys.
That's right, price and size of the toys.
Go from a four-wheel drive that you roll around with your hand to one that you drive around.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of people going out there, well, this all sounds good. This is, you know, nice, mushy stuff, and gives me a chance to kind of sit back and think for a second that maybe I need to slow down. But how in the world can I actually, I can't go and give a $100 bill to my grandmother and tell her to go do the same thing. But there are some other things that we can do, and we don't have to have a lot of money to do these types of things. Here's just a couple ideas to get you kind of started or brainstorming. But think about this as you go through the day. How many times have you been in a restaurant and you've seen this little old man every time you're there?
Yeah.
You're sitting there with friends and you see him come in the front door and he's got about a 3-inch stride and he's going with his walker, but he's got a smile on his face. Turns out the gentleman is also a World War II pilot. Flew every plane possible.
This is a real individual.
This is a real individual.
That's right.
Why not pay for his breakfast? Just tell the waitress, put it on my tab.
Yeah.
Possibility. Something to say thank you. A gift for him. If you're at work, tape a dollar bill to a vending machine for the next person. Just
That's
anonymous.
That's a great idea.
I know this is a little outside the norm, but this is the whole outside-the-box thinking. This is where I love to live. If it's outside the box, that's probably where I'm going to be. If you have someone you know is trying to figure out how to pay the city utility bill, pay it for them. Just do it because it's what you want to do, something that you can give a gift, something that they need. Take a friend out for breakfast. Buy them a cup of coffee. If you're at the drive-thru, pay for the car behind you. Just tell them Merry Christmas. If you've been in a restaurant and you see the same people, and the waitresses are always friendly and helpful all the time, or the waiter, for an $8 meal, leave them a $20 tip. Don't think they'll remember that?
I think they'd remember that very well. Now, something else you could do is, if you're on the highway down here and you're paying a toll down here in Oklahoma, pay for the car behind you and tell them to say Merry Christmas. As you said a minute ago about the drive-thru. If you know somebody that's experiencing financial problems, send them some money anonymously. You don't have to have credit for it. These random acts of kindness, this whole spirit of Christmas can be year-round, and that's really what we're promoting. That's really what we're promoting. I know when we first moved here and we started going to Branson, we started hearing about Branson, we went down to Branson, and one of the things that you learn when you move here, if you visit here, you go to Branson, is that Highway 76 is a parking lot. That's a 4-mile parking lot. Well, one of the most amazing things happens down here in the Ozarks is that people will actually stop and let you out onto the road. They will stop traffic behind them and let you out, let you through. And I know I've talked to people from all over the country say, wow, man, the people in the Ozarks are just so considerate that you don't expect that behavior in other towns and other cities because they'll run over you.
Mm-hmm.
But in Branson and the Ozarks, people actually stop. And it's true here in Springfield also. People actually stop and let you pull out on the road or let you go through. And that's a very kind thing. In many ways, it's a very small thing. But can you imagine the amount of road rage that is prevented by people feeling frustrated that that someone is not kind enough, considerate enough to let them out onto the road? And that can be prevented simply by letting them out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being considerate. It's being kind toward that person. And many times those people who need to get out are need to get out.
And the great thing is, this is infectious. People return the favor.
Yeah.
I know being in the service, I've driven all over the United States. I've driven literally across country praying that my car would hold together between Augusta, Georgia, and San Diego. But it was neat when you get down through the southern states, especially getting through Texas, driving down these highways, and people will wave at you
mm-hmm.
as you pass them. I remember driving with someone, I said, do you know who that was? No. They just wave. So I wave back. And you smile.
Yeah.
And they smile back. And it just continues. It everywhere you go, it then spreads. It's amazing. When we do those acts of kindness, it grows.
And something else that's also very important is that our children and our grandchildren see us do this. They see us do these things, these acts of kindness. They see us being considered what people need. They see us being aware of people that are around us and who can use our help. It used to be called being neighborly. Being neighborly. And that's not used a lot anymore. But you watch out for people around you. And you know what's going on in their life, and you step forward to help as you can so that people's needs are being met. And this is a spirit that really we celebrate one time a year, which we call Christmas. But it's really an attitude that we need all year round. We'd had a program not long ago about being grateful, about being thankful in our lives, and how being thankful opens us up to all kinds of possibilities. It opens us up to receiving much more into our life because we're being grateful and expressing gratitude for what we do have. And so this whole attitude of generosity, this whole attitude of consideration, of kindness, these random acts of kindness, comes out of an attitude of gratefulness or appreciation for what we do have. Now, I guarantee you, we can all look around and find somebody that has more than we do. They have more stuff. They've got more money. They've got bigger things. But I can also guarantee that we can look around us and find people who have a lot less than we have, that we could just help out. We could do things for them to kind of help shoulder their burdens, shoulder their responsibilities, and help them today. And that's what it's about. You know, even the Apostle Paul is quoted in Acts chapter 20 that Jesus taught that it's more blessed to give than to receive. And yeah, it means that God blesses us. But the word blessed means happy. And we really are happier when we're giving than when we're receiving. If giving is our focus, we're truly a happier person. If we just look around and find people who have a lot of stuff, and all their focus is on getting more stuff, they're really not as happy as they could be in their life. So we need to change our focus. That's what I'm saying. We just need to change our focus and really get into the spirit of what Christmas is really about.
We're approaching the bottom half of the hour break here. You're listening to The Life You've Always Wanted. And this is brought to you every Monday morning by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. At Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, we want you to get the most out of life. At Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, we offer counseling. We offer assistance in being able to get the knowledge of how to be a family, how to be a better individual, how to be a better spouse, how to be a better parent. The work that's done there affects the next four generations. Mm-hmm. So when we're looking at this time at Christmas and we're looking at our families, we're looking about taking an examination of what our life is. If you look and you go, I don't know how I got to this point. This isn't what I thought it would be. This isn't how I thought it would be. There is help available. If you have a friend that is going through a tough time, their marriage just isn't right, tell them to call WK over at Springfield MFI. Tell them to call Marty or Leslie or Ty. Life is too short. We should have the life we always wanted, and it's within reach. Most of the time, it just takes a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of understanding to go a long way. If you or someone you know has the need that they really, at this time of year, could use that assistance, have them give us a call. It's 882-6767. That's area code 417-882-6767. Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, we help people within about, a 90-mile radius of Springfield for most given days. So anywhere within this KWTO signal, if you're listening to this, and someone you know really could benefit from getting that help, give them our number. Tell them to look us up on the web at Springfield MFI for Marriage and Family Institute.com. Check us out. Go through the site. WK was speaking a moment ago about the empowering the spirit of being grateful, being empowered by that. That's on the archive site there. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that show, go back and listen to that show. It's at springfieldmfi.com. There's a radio archive link there. Click on that, and all the shows we've done are there. And you can listen to them at your leisure, anywhere in the world. We have people listen to it in South Korea and Saudi Arabia right now that are in the service. That's there for you. Those are tools that will help empower you. Imagine the spirit of giving. If the one thing you can give to your family and friends is a better life, a better family. How powerful is that just by saying they can help? Give us a call. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of the radio show The Life You've Always Wanted, heard here each Monday morning at 10 a.m. Join us this holiday season as we launch Operation Missing Stockings, a support group for those in our community who are missing someone this holiday season. Whether it's due to deployment, divorce, even death, you're not alone. We're here. We understand. Join us as we support each other this holiday season. Call 882-6767 for details. That's 882-6767. Call now.
Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Once again, your hosts, WK and Ken Boyce, with the second half of the show.
And good morning again. You know, we're talking about the spirit of Christmas and the spirit of Christmas giving. And the way that we're created is that we are created to give. We're created to be thoughtful, to be kind, to be considerate, to be loving, and to help others around us. That's part of our nature. That's part of who we are. We feel happier when we are giving of ourselves and giving of what we do have, and most of all, if we're giving sacrificially, it even brings greater happiness. But to give from who we are and what our means are produces a tremendous amount of happiness, not only at Christmas, but throughout the whole year. And the spirit of Christmas giving that we're talking about this morning can be done any time of the year. It's not simply this week or on Christmas morning, but gifts that are given throughout the whole year. Dan, we were talking at the break, and you were telling me a story about a gentleman.
It's a true story. It's happened some time ago. But this lady lived, and she was a single parent, and she had two teenage daughters. And she had been laid off for a job and couldn't find work, and she was cleaning houses, anything to put food on the table. Yeah. And all at once, she got a bill from the city that was for putting the sewer lines around her house.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody has to pay their taxes on. I think she needed $900, and she didn't have $900. And they said, well, you'll have to have it, or you lose your house. So she went to Sunday school, where she went to this church, and told her Sunday school class if they would pray for her, because mm-hmm. she really needed the money, that if they could just pray for her, that somehow she could find the money. And one of the guys in her Sunday school class was in Tulsa a couple of days later, and this guy in Tulsa said, you know, I've made a lot of money in my life, and I want to help somebody. I'd like to help somebody that's a Christian, but I'd like to do it anonymously. Do you know anybody needs any help? He said, as a matter of fact, told the story about the woman. So he said, I'll give you the money, but it has to be anonymous. So they gave him $900. He put it in her mailbox in a sealed envelope. Mm-hmm. All she knows is that she prayed for $900, and she looked in the mailbox one morning, and there it was.
Oh, my goodness.
But that's a true story, but that's the story behind the headlines, with the, so to speak, how it actually happened rather than just dropped down the sky. But that's, her prayer was answered.
Yeah. It's so many things happen like that. So many people are thoughtful, and they're kind, and they're considerate, and they want to help. We need to know that this is ongoing. Mm-hmm. But it's something that we need to encourage a lot of other people to engage in as well.
The spirit of giving. So many times this time of year, kids are asking, is Santa Claus real? Who's Santa Claus? Oh, you're kidding me. Does he really live at the North Pole? Well, if he does, here's my list, just in case. I had a friend of mine had the best definition of who Santa Claus was. His name is Casey Blau. He lives here in the area. I used to work with him about 9 years ago. But Casey's definition of Santa Claus was the spirit of anonymous giving. That was Santa Claus.
That's a great definition.
And that has stuck with me every day, every Christmas since. The spirit of anonymous giving. Is Santa Claus real? As real as the earth is. And what's amazing is Santa makes stops year-round. We just give him credit for one time a year.
Yeah.
Think about all the opportunities, all the possibilities we have of helping out Santa. Keep that in mind.
There were some students that were reading the book, The Giving Tree. And if you've read that book, you know what I'm talking about. It's a wonderful story about a tree that is given up for at Christmas time. And the story is told from the perspective of the tree. But children read the book about giving, and they were asked to write about one gift that they would most like to give. Some second graders wrote, and they were all asked to write it down, and these are second graders. One said, if I had a guinea pig, I'd give it to my best friend. Another said, I would give Hunter a new coat because his is too small. Another one said, I would give Emily a puppy. Arnie said, I would give my dad a new stereo because I likes to rock out. Dale said, I would give Maddie new high heels. Another one said, I would give my best friend a bike. And Maria said, I would give my mom a new rooster to cook her turkey in. And she meant roaster, but she wrote rooster. Oh, and James said, I would give a thank you for the book to help me render to so treat others right. I'm not sure what that means.
I think that's to remember to treat others right.
To remember. Oh, okay. I'm reading what they wrote here. And some sixth graders. Bodie said, I would give $100 to my best friend Braxton. Lance said, I would give love to my parents. Taylor said, I would give everyone love and kindness. Felicity said, I would give my mom the movie Beaches. And Brina said, I would love my best friend more. You kind of see the ongoing maturity, the developmental process. But these kids are thoughtful. These kids are thinking about what is really good to give of themselves, to give what they have. And even to say, if I had it, I would give it. And isn't that the spirit that as parents we really want to cultivate in our kids? I know, Ken, would you share the story with our listeners about Serena?
This is one of these proud dad moments. The last 4 years I've had the great opportunity and appreciation of being part of the Filipino American Association here in Southwest Missouri, an organization called FLASMO. and I've served as one of his board officers and chairman of the board this last year. Every year we have an annual Christmas party. We get together, and every year it's grown bigger. And, of course, every year Santa Claus comes and visits the kids there at the event. Has a gift for each of the kids. And so this year, it's grown to the point we had 40 or 50 kids around Santa Claus this year.
Wow.
We had about 240 over there at the Christmas party. So Santa Claus comes in and starts handing gifts to the children. Calls them each up, hands them their gift. Serena this year got one of these little remote control helicopters that are, you know, little styrofoam ones that you see flying all over the mall right now they're trying to sell.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it goes sky high and goes around. She'd been wanting one of these. And Santa had gotten it for her. So she's very excited. Wanted to open up, wanted to play with it right now, but we didn't have batteries. So I said, we'll get some batteries. We'll go by Daddy's office and get some batteries. There was a young boy there who didn't have a present under the tree from Santa.
Hmm.
And he started crying because all the other kids had now gotten a gift and there were no more gifts under the tree. And my daughter said, "Mommy, I really wanted this helicopter. But here you go. Santa can give him my helicopter. So he won't cry anymore. He won't feel sad." My daughter, Serena, is 5 years old. And the one thing she wanted more than anything she got from Santa. And she gave it as a gift so that that boy would have something from Santa. I've never been so proud in all my life. Ah, I love her to death.
That's a proud grandfather moment too, by the way. But that's exactly what we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about, is to see those who are less fortunate, to see those who are left out, to see those who don't have, to see those who need, and for our hearts to reach out to them, for our hearts to go out to them, and for us to reach out and to help them provide for that need, or to help them feel included, to let them know that they belong, that they're not disenfranchised, that they're not on the edges, where they see everyone else receiving but not them, to help them know that they have worth, they have value, that someone sees them, understands them, is accepting of them, and is valuing them. And that's what we want to teach our children. That's what comes from us as parents. Those are values that we help cultivate in our kids. And so that's what we're talking about this morning. To be able to, with a good heart and good motives, see those that are less fortunate, to see those that don't have, and for us to help provide for those needs so that they can have.
What are we giving this holiday season? Where is it coming from? Is it coming from the panic or the have-tos? Or is it coming from what we want to give? What we put time and thought into giving. Have we decided to share that Christmas spirit? To pay for someone's meal at the restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
To pay for the guy behind you in the drive-thru? The toll booth in Tulsa? Have we decided that we would pay this forward and spread the Christmas cheer? Really what Christmas means.
Yeah, parents, if you have children that are now married and perhaps they're young parents and they desperately need a night out together, just a night out together, one of the gifts that we can give as parents is to our grown children in those situations are a gift card to a restaurant and movie passes, and we'll babysit. We'll take care of the grandkids.
That's a gift to the grandparents also.
Oh, yeah.
They get to spoil the grandbabies.
Yeah, there is another motive here.
Yeah, well, the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah. Our husband, let me give you this idea. One of the gifts to your wife this year is to write a note, put it in an envelope, seal it up, but for the note to say, "I give you a date at your choice at your choosing every 2 weeks. Write to your children. A gift to you is, I will spend one Saturday just with you every month. Or one day a month, just for you. Now those are gifts that I guarantee your children will appreciate. Your wife will appreciate. Your husband would appreciate if you gave it to him. Because no matter what we give, let me ask you, what did you get last Christmas and who gave it to you? Is that list right there at the tip of your tongue? Probably not. But the gifts that you will remember and those who gave it to you are those that are the most meaningful to you. Our children need our time. Our spouse needs our time and attention. Our family needs us intentionally providing them with that. And when our kids are grown, they won't care how much time you spend at the office or at work. What they will remember is the time you spent with them or the time that our spouse spent with us and has given that to us as a gift.
As we think about all of the value of the Christmas season, all the money that's spent, the one way that we are as rich as Bill Gates, we've discussed this before, is we all have the same amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And how we spend that time is what people remember. Years from now when we're gone and people are talking about us, what will they say? One of the greatest gifts we have is the gift of being there for our kids, for our family, for our spouse. So as we think about all of the different ways that we can give this holiday season, give the gift of time. It's one of the most valuable gifts you can give. As we wrap things up, if you were wanting to give a special gift, if your children's marriage is not the strongest, if they're having difficulty, if they're in that 5 or 7 year and they've now got 2 or 3 kids and they don't know quite how they made it to this point, have you ever given them the gift of improving their marriage? At Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, if you'd like to give them a gift to say, you know, here's our ability to help. We'll watch the kids. If you want to give a monetary gift and say, we'd like to sponsor this couple or our children or whatever, you can do that. Give us a call at 882-6767 and give this gift to them. That's an incredible gift. Parents, if you have kids that are getting ready to get married, how would you like to have that marriage having greater than 95% chance of making it for a lifetime? Couples that go through premarital counseling, explore all the things they're going to address the next 5 to 7 years, have over a 95% success rate. That's an incredible gift. Out of all the things we give them for a wedding, why not give them that for Christmas? Give us a call at 882-6767. If you want to know more, ask us. Look us up on the web at springfieldmfi.com. If you want to share this program with someone else, email the link to them. You can go to springfieldmfi.com, click on the radio archive, and any of the links there you can put attached to an email. But there's one thing that we have. It's the gift of life. It is to be the best we can be, to have the life we've always wanted, and to help other people achieve that as well. I'm Ken Boyce. This is WK. It's your life.
And it's your choice.
Make it a great one.